Medicom Medical Publishers produces peer-reviewed reports and highlights on major medical meetings. We bring the Congress to the physician.
At ESMO 2021 this year, we had a special focused edition on breast cancer. A lot of new news came out about breast cancer at ESMO, and we featured 10 different articles about updates in breast cancer treatments and options. Medicom interviewed Professor Guy Jerusalem, who is the section editor for the breast cancer and reviewer of the breast cancer material in our medical conference report of ESMO 2021. Professor Jerusalem, thank you so much for your time. What for you were the real pearls of wisdom and take-home messages from ESMO 2021 this year?
Thank you very much for this important question. So it was a very nice ESMO meeting, again, with important practice-changing data. I will start with HER2-positive disease. Here we have seen the head-to-head comparison between trastuzumab deruxtecan and T-DM1. And the benefit with trastuzumab deruxtecan is really very huge. It's a hazard ratio of more than 0.3. So there is definitely a much better outcome with trastuzumab deruxtecan. And this doesn't mean only that in this heavily, more heavily pretreated patients, we see a major benefit, taking also into account what we know already about this drug. In later lines, we are now looking forward to what happens after the neoadjuvant treatment in patients with residual disease. We know that T-DM1 improves the chance of patients to have a long-term disease control. But given this result, we expect also in earlier line that this drug can also be better than T-DM1. So we look now really forward to the head-to-head comparison also in the post-neoadjuvant setting, because our ultimate game goal, of course, is to cure more patients, but really impressive results. And the other important point of this study is also that there were no toxic deaths concerning interstitial lung disease, because this was some of the concern about the data seen in later line. Now, it seems that it is less toxic if we use it in earlier line, and then probably also the question of how much we know about the drug. And so with more training, with better understanding, what is the side effect, how to manage the side effect, how to identify early, we are doing better. So I think this was one of the major news from ESMO. Then a second very important study, of course, was the outcome of the MONALEESA 2 trial, where we have seen now the overall survival data reported. We had already seen important data in combination with fulvestrant, but we were waiting in postmenopausal patients the outcome with an aromatase inhibitor and a CDK4/6 inhibitor. The first trial reported here is MONALEESA 2 with a clinically meaningful improvement in overall survival. It's more than a year absolute difference in overall survival. And also the absolute number of median overall survival of more than 5 years is the highest ever reported overall survival in any breast cancer trial and in any subgroup in the metastatic setting. So we are trying to transform the disease into a chronic disease, and we see that we are doing small steps forward. It's also some proof of concept that if you have really a highly active drug, that then you can change overall survival. We have seen so many trials in the past with only progression-free survival, and then we said, yeah, with crossover, with different lines of therapy, we dilute the effect and we cannot expect to see overall survival. But here it's proven if you have a very active drug, you see overall survival benefit. So absolute standard of care now to use ribociclib and letrozole as first-line treatment. And when we look to the subgroup analysis, it's interesting to see that patients with bone-only disease also had this important benefit. Maybe a group of patients where in the past we are hesitating to do endocrine monotherapy or a combination. And also the patient with de novo metastatic disease seems to have a particular high benefit concerning overall survival with this association. So now we have really a spectrum from the most endocrine sensitive tumors to the less endocrine sensitive tumors. And when we add endocrine therapy to the endocrine therapy ribociclib, we see an improvement in overall survival. So this is also very important for our patients. And then let us move to triple negative breast cancer. And here we have seen additional data reported with the checkpoint inhibitor, in particular with pembrolizumab. We have seen in the metastatic setting, if we add pembrolizumab to chemotherapy compared to chemotherapy, we have a clinically meaningful improvement in overall survival of 7 months. So this is an important message. And of course, we should also mention the outcome of the virtual presidential session where pembrolizumab was evaluated in the neoadjuvant setting. And there we know now that there's not only an improvement in PCR rate, but also a better event-free survival. And so we expect that also here we have really an impact on the possibility to cure more patients in the future. I think all these are great news for our patients because we see that we are really changing the disease in all subgroups, HER2-positive, estrogen receptor-positive, and also triple-negative breast cancer.
Thank you so much for your time and your insights today, Professor Druslin. Mm-hmm.